all the news, I'm Tian Yu. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Beijing. Before traveling to the capital, Scholz also visited Chongqing and Shanghai, where he hailed the cooperation between enterprises from both countries. This year marks the 10th anniversary of the China-Germany Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. China has expressed willingness to deepen ties with the European nation so as to contribute to a more peaceful and prosperous world. China's GDP saw a yearly increase of 5.3% in the first quarter of 2024. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, the figure amounted to 29.6 trillion yuan, or around 4.1 trillion US dollars. Per capita disposable income stood at over 11,500 yuan, up 6.2%, while retail sales of consumer goods climbed 4.7%, the country's value-added industrial output also went up by 6.1%. Meantime, the surveyed urban unemployment rate came in at 5.2% over the period. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Iranian counterpart have held phone talks over the tensions between Israel and Iran. Wang told Hossein Amir Abdollahian that China strongly condemns and firmly opposes the attack on the consular section of the Iranian embassy in Damascus. The senior Chinese diplomat said China believes Iran can handle the situation well and spare the region from further turmoil while safeguarding its own sovereignty and dignity. Amir Abdollahian said Iran has the right to self-defense in response to the violation of its sovereignty. He has told Wang Yi that Iran is willing to exercise restraint and has no intention of further escalating the situation. Meantime, the Chinese foreign minister has also spoken to his Saudi counterpart Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud. He said China is willing to work with Saudi Arabia to avoid further escalation of confrontation in the Middle East. Faisal said his country highly expects China to play an active and important role in this regard. The first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president has got underway in state court in Manhattan. Donald Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to an adult film star back in 2016. He has denied the charges. The first day of the proceedings has ended without any jurors being chosen. The selection process is scheduled to resume on Tuesday. Karina Mitchell takes a closer look.
What a historic day it has been. The people of New York versus Donald J. Trump. Well, I can tell you he was not happy when he walked into that courthouse. He called this trial an assault on America, and coming out of that trial when court adjourned after day one, he said it was a total witch hunt. Now, the early part of the day went in pretrial motions, but jury selection did get underway. In the afternoon, the judge, Juan Marchand, brought in a pool of 96 prospective jurors. Most of them immediately dismissed themselves, saying that they're not able to be impartial in this case. But 18 of them did make it into the jury box for voir dire, 9 of them actually answering questions. Now, ultimately, both sides want an impartial jury of 12. They need 6 alternates as well. So ultimately, this part of the trial is crucial. It's set to take about a week, but it really depends how much leeway the judge gives.
Tesla says it will lay off more than 10% of its global electric vehicle workforce. In a memo, Elon Musk told staff there was nothing he hated more, but it must be done. The world's largest vehicle maker by market value employed over 140,000 people globally as of December. Analysts say the cuts come in response to slowing consumer demand and competition from leading EV producers elsewhere. Scientists have found that coral in the oceans around the globe is turning white, with lots of it dying in droves. According to the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the ongoing trend is the fourth global mass coral bleaching event and is believed to have been caused by recent record ocean heat. Researchers say bleaching tends to happen when the water coral lives in is getting too hot. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.